Blog Talk Radio.
All right, God bless you guys for joining me on HNLC International. It's been a while since we actually came on to our BTR station. Nevertheless, yet we're still here. But we want to take a look at some word this morning. We're talking about coming to the new year and a lot of the things that we see that's going on around us. And you know, we kind of want to be leery not to find ourselves falling into what we call tradition, you know, man-made religion, things that people do every year to a point that you find different ways to do it, but it's all the same thing. You know, it's never nothing to be doing a breakout. And that's kind of a bad thing about us as men and women of God. We find ourselves not just men and women of God, but just people in general. You know, things we deal with not concerning that what God has put in place. We have different kind of conventions. We have different kind of convocations that we do every year. And nobody's doing a new thing. And the word of God declares, decree, behold, I will do a new thing. But nobody's thinking outside the box. Everybody seems to kind of, you know, like follow the leader. Everybody seems to be doing the same thing over and over again. You don't have no differential in terms of what's going on in the body of Christ, and not just in the body of Christ, but in the world in general. You know, we look at terms of the holidays we're going to, you know, people know it's traditional, they'll put out lights and these things in nature. What is in the process of Christ's birthday? We know that it wasn't a particular day he was born, which is the 25th. What we do in the celebration, and we recognize that the birth of Christ, which is nothing wrong with that. Now we come into the new year. You know, we have a lot of these things we got going on, holy convocations, holy meetings, fasting, and all of these things we have going on. But you know what? Christ is on the cross. He died for the remission of every one of our sins. Now, the Word of God said he had to do a new thing. I mean, God is not going to do a traditional thing every year. You know, they had Pentecost or something that took place back in the biblical days that it did every year. But now Christ is on the scene, and Christ is wanting us to do new things. Don't be scared to step out and try something different, only if it's led through the Holy Spirit. And I look at this particular area of Scripture. I think about this word over here in the book of Luke chapter 17, in that particular area over that 11th through the 19th verse. The Bible says it came to pass that Jesus went to Jerusalem, and he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And I want to stop right there, and I want to get a chance to just open up in prayers as we go forth. Because I believe God is always bringing forth a revelatory new word in the new season. And the thing about it, when you're doing something new, there's a lot of people gonna look at you object because they're caught in tradition and never hear what the Holy Spirit has to say. It's over and over again. They do the same things over and over again. They draw the same attention from the same people, doing the same events, and they're never doing nothing new. And all of it really leads to the process of something just traditional. You know, God's always doing something different. You know, he said he'll make rivers in the middle of a desert. That means he's doing something different. That means as a river, you see it flows in the middle of a dry place. It takes its own avenue, it takes its own path, and it leads to ways that we didn't even see, you know, that we may have known that they'd lead to. So we got to look at that in terms of what Christ is doing in our life. We got to understand that Christ does something new. He's never what you call a repetition God in terms of doing the same thing with a different individual or with individuals. He's always doing something different, but that's what the power of God is. So, Father God, we thank you. We bless you. Lord, we are you for this opportunity as we come before your throne, asking you, Father God, to give us wisdom, knowledge, and direction. As we go through this short study, dealing with the area of this area with the 10 lepers, these men of God who was actually put outside the camp based on what they call tradition and didn't believe the fact that they were priests. Being a priest and had the power like they should have, they could have healed the people from the very conditions they had in their body. There would be no separation. Sometimes we find ourselves being separated from God based on a traditional thing. You know, my church does this, my church does that. Or we're going to do this, or we're going to do that. Nobody's really going to think outside the box and really believe the power of God and the illumination of the revelation of God that he's brought into each and every one of our lives in this season that we're in. The word of God looks over in the book of Luke chapter 17, that 11th verse, and said once again, saying it came to pass. This is what I want to kind of focus on right here. Whenever God does something, it's going to come to pass. We talk about the word of God over in the book of Chronicles, talk about how Jehoshaphat, in the midst of the things that he was going through, and all those people was coming against him from Syria, and all those different armies was coming against him, and he didn't know what he needed to do. They say he came before God, and he began to fast and pray, and ask God for help. When in the midst of where we're going, we don't fall into tradition. We begin to ask God, when God's doing something new in your life, I want you to hear me when I'm saying this. Whenever you go through what we call troubled waters, whenever new things are coming, God's trying to birth you into a new type of season. He never really wants you to stay the same, because God wants to continue to elevate you and show you things that you never known, heard, or seen before. This is why the Word of God talks about in 1 Corinthians. Yeah, look on 1 Corinthians, that second chapter, look at that ninth verse. He said, "For it has been written that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither had it entered in the heart of any man the things that God has prepared for those who love him." Now, God is simply telling you there's nothing that I'm going to do the same, but I'm going to do something new, because my job is to mesmerize the mind of the disbeliever. They don't find themselves falling in tradition and man-made religion. It's nothing wrong with you reading the Word of God, which we have to do to study to show our self-approval. But God has got some revelation and some information in the Word that he'll do something so new in our life that it'll begin to mesmerize you to the point of unbelief. Not to the point of unbelief, but the point of belief. That the Word of God tells us, what is it, Jeremiah 32:17? Is there anything too hard for God to do? When you don't find yourself stepping outside the box doing something new, you find yourself falling in tradition, man-made religion, circumstances, situations. Because one person does this, then you're going to do the same thing. Every year, we find people doing traditional things, rather than just doing here what God has to say. We always gather these meetings together. We have these night watches. And I'm not saying nothing wrong with that. But you got to understand, for the years, the times, and down the line, this is all we ever done, was come together and hope and pray during the course of time that we're going through. And we should already believe when we come into the watch that we'll need to gather the people to maybe have some kind of thing to make ourselves feel good. But we'll come together with the revelation and understand that God is already doing something new. Even if we came out of last year, 2018, going to 2019, God is yet moving, but he's not moving on tradition of what man says. He's moving on tradition of what the Holy Spirit says. Now, we come together to be as one. Even in the book of Acts, when you saw the men come together in one place, that was something that took place in the book of Acts, in that upper room, that no man has ever known or seen or heard before. And we think about this process over in the book of Luke, chapter 17, the Bible saying it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem and he passed, look here, through the midst of Samaria. Now, I want you to understand, Christ never stayed there, but he's constantly on the move. I like to say faith on the run is what I'm calling this different message. Christ was constantly moving and doing new things in the lives of people. You know, we talk about the Syrophoenician woman. We talk about the woman with the issue of blood. We talk about Peter's mother. We talk about Jairus' daughter. All these different things Christ was doing to prove, to declare that he never does the same thing over and over again. It's always something new, different sicknesses, different diseases. He was healed. He worked through the apostles. You go to the book of chapter 19 in the book of Acts. You see right in the 11th chapter, the Bible said that God wrought miracles through the apostle Paul, to the point where Paul didn't have to move anymore. They told Carmen for him, took him to the sick, and they were delivered from whatever sickness or disease that they had. When you go over this particular scripture, you think about it. The Bible says he entered into a certain village. And he met them, 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. Now, this is the thing about it saying. This thing you got to catch on this particular verse is how you call out to God in the midst of your distress, in the midst of your dilemma. The Bible said even when you're in the most critical situation, you never can stand up afar to the point that you got to feel that you're the only one. There are other men and women God is going through changes. We tend to try to look at ourselves rather than doing what God asked us to do. We're going to say God, because we said Jesus is God in the flesh. We got to be able to reach out to other people and see the things that they need rather than thinking about what we want. We want to bring attention to ourselves, and Jesus never wanted to bring attention to himself. His job was to go out to all the regions and all the world and do the work the Father called him to do. We said in the book of John chapter 14, believe it or not, that I'm in the Father and the Father's in me. If you don't believe me, all you got to do is watch my smoke, watch my work. I don't need to prove to you or tell you anything. I don't have to have a bunch of this, a bunch of that to make myself look good. All I need to do is watch my action. And I'm approved to that. I'm the Son of Man. I came to do the work that he called me to do. When we find ourselves following Christ and not traditions of men, we'll find the miracles and the power of God moving in ways we never thought or understood. Notice what he said to me once again. Look at this particular 12th verse in the King James Version. Over in chapter 17, and verse 12. It says, as he entered into certain village. Now, the power was already there. The power was already there. The command according to the authority of the Father, which he placed upon him, that whatever was in that city, he's about to clean it up. Based on the person, whatever he says out of their mouth. And you got to really get a revelation of this man of God. The Bible says, as he entered in a certain village, he could say a particular village, it could be your home, your circumstance, your situation, whatever it may be. You got to believe in the mesmerization and the power and the illumination of God. That whatever he comes to you, whatever he comes into the city, that particular area of life, he come to do, he come to show you that he's called to do the work of the one who sent him. And if you believe in him, take it back to the Old Testament, look at what is it, Numbers 23, 19 to 21. I'm not a God that I should lie. I'm not a son of a man that I should repent. You go to Ephesians 1 and 21. You look at the power and the revelation and the miracles of God and the things he's doing through the lives of the people. The Bible declared and decreed that even when he came in the midst of the people, he declared that he would knock off every sickness and disease. We look at the man at the pool of Bethesda. I mean, so many things that gives proof about what the power of God can do to the man who really believes and trusts in him. The Bible says he entered into a certain village that he met 10 lepers. He met 10 men that stood afar off. And the Bible said they began to lift up their voice. And this is the thing about when you got to learn how to lift up your voice to God. When you lift up your voice to God, you will declare and decree that when you call on him, the Bible tells me according to Psalms 46, that he's a very present help in a very present time of need. But you got to open your mouth and believe and declare and decree that whatever he said, you got to believe. If there's no more lack, then there's no more lack. If you continue to trust in God, believe and declare and decree that he's the one that bring you out of whatever it is you're in, then you got to put all your trust in God. Am I there with somebody? I'm trying to get you to see what God has really promised you on the earth. You don't have to fall in tradition. The Bible says faith on the run is the one who believes. The Bible says they lift up their voices and they said, Master. Now, they called on the right person because they announced him. They called him out in the right way. They said, Master, have mercy on us. Now, that's the thing that you got to have. Everyone else needs mercy on our lives. Because nobody's greater than anybody else, but we must believe and understand the one who came to give us the mercy and grace will fulfill every promise that he said in his word. The Bible says in verse 14, and when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourself to the priest. Now, this is the thing he wants to get you at. I want you to go show yourself to the ones who put you outside the camp, the ones who say they're supposed to be the priest and had the ability to be able to heal you for whatever condition was in your body. The word of God declares, decrees in that verse 14. You go ahead on. It says, it came to pass that as they went, this is what I'm talking about, faith on the run, moving with the expectation, not tradition that man-made religion, but oh, you got to hear me, but believing that whatever it is in your life, don't feel sad, don't feel blue. When you see all these different events coming up where people have these different conventions and things this time of the year, look here, you need to sit back and have faith. Believe, don't follow the crowd. Am I in there with anybody? You need to sit back and believe in the midst of whatever's going on around you, that God is more capable of bringing you out. Don't feel sad. Don't feel blue. You know, don't feel like you left out of something, but you got to know that God's got a plan for your life. Listen to me, man of God. They say it came to pass as they went, they were cleansed. I want to get back to this word here maybe later on because it's on a 15-minute session, but look here. I think you guys are joining me just on this short segment. Now, we'll be coming back into this particular message here in probably a few days or just before the new year takes place and let you know about how the power of God really wants to work in your life and declare and decree that everything in your life is always made possible through the kingdom of God. Now, God bless you guys. I thank you guys for joining with me this morning. This to be a part of this particular service, and it's always a pleasure to God to do them here at HNLC. Hey, look, God bless you guys. I love you guys. Y'all take care of yourselves.